plastic bag. Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night. How are you? Today is Wednesday, September 19th, and it's a little crispy out there. It's a little frosty. Mm-hmm. We have my delightful, what is it, effervescent, what else are you, T? I forgot.
Spectacular, modest.
extremely modest.
Modest.
I'm very modest.
Modest, Teresa Sabina, and the delightful, beautiful, charming and funny.
Angel face.
Angel face. Ashley.
We're done with that.
We're never going to be done with that. And guess what else we have with us tonight?
The horny cat.
Well, okay. Yeah, we have Princess Squeaky Bear too, but we also have the Heather Pookie Bear.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather Feather Pookie Bear.
Heather's here. She's that happy that I just said the nickname.
Uh-huh. Oh yes, I can see you getting smothered later tonight.
Yeah, probably. I'll shut my door, not that it locks, but I'll shut my door. Yeah. Fine. So T, how is your week?
I have had a fabulous week, my darling.
What did you do?
Oh well, Thursday we had our Thursday class at Be Merry, and we were doing meditations on fairies, and I had a wonderful experience as I was brought down to the big earth tree, and there was this white winged horse waiting for me, and off I went. And we had pre-chose fairy cards as to who was going to be with us on this journey, and I got the boy, i.e. Peter Pan.
Oh, fun.
There you go. So as I'm journeying down into this deep, dark hole into the ground, and I hear in my ear, my name is Oberon. And I'm going, oh, hello, are you the same Oberon in Shakespeare's? Yes. Okay. So we're going through this deep tunnel, and then we go through water, and I see Poseidon, and I'm like, what the hell am I seeing Poseidon for? Thanks for that beep. And then we came up out of the water, and I was in either Ireland or Scotland, and we were just having a good old time on the glen and, you know, on the nice greenery and everything, and came back. And then, you know, I was told that Oberon is the mere image of Peter Pan. So that was really interesting to do. And then today I was over at Be Merry, and seeing as we're open now on Tuesdays and Thursdays for walk-ins, and we was getting stuff ready for the creative make your fairy doll class a week from Thursday.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Oh yes. So we were having a lot of fun, and we drew fairy cards for tonight too.
Ooh. They're
fabulous message that the fairies have for us. Would you like to hear it, darling?
Oh my God. Yeah, totally.
And what was interesting is that I picked from the fairy cards, and Shelley had picked from Oracle of the Grail Code, and the messages were exactly the same.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. So I picked ecstasis, and it's ecstasy, joy, rapture, and motivation. Ecstasis is the song, the energy, and the power that fills unity. Is nothing else but that song. No voice to sing, no ears to hear, just the infinite and eternal song the energy of which completely fills eternity and infinity. This rhapsodic song of bliss is what powers the cosmos and what gives it order and harmony. It is the song that holds the atoms together, the stars in their places, the galaxies in theirs. It keeps our hearts beating, and it is the love and trust that flows through them. In unity, there is nothing but the song, the outpouring of undifferentiated energy, the power felt in a mystical radiance. The void, so often spoken of in spiritual literature, is not empty, but full, so full that there is no space between singing and the next. There is nowhere to stand outside of unity and look at it, marveling. At the level of this world's reality, and fae as well, we have the sensory illusion that you and I are separate, that we are directly connected. That what happens when a finger is lifted on a small planet circling the farthest star in the most distant galaxy does not affect us. We need this illusion because at this stage of our evolution, we are not ready to be aware of the full song in more than very short bursts. If even that, the singers are capable of this, but we are not. At least we are not yet able to do this. It may take a while for us to get there, but that is where we are headed, knowingly or unknowingly. Our ears are too small to hear this song, only our souls are big enough. The song rings through everything, the wind in the trees, the radiance of distant stars, the beat of a mouse's heart, the rumble of a digestive system, the quiet gurgle of the planet's capillaries, the deep unheard hum of Earth, and your cat who's in heat. Scientists have recently discovered a hitherto unheard part of Earth's song, which is very deep and very slow. Some of them think it may be caused by changing atmospheric pressure, like a gentle, slow patting on the drum. Of course, changes in the atmosphere come primarily from changes in the solar wind and radiation.
Like last week.
Yes. So in essence, we see that the Earth Mother is being gently patted and caressed by Father Sun, and she purrs and hums like your cat in response. As do we, her children. Everything is linked. Everything is part of the one song, the ecstasis. Oh, what a wonderful message. It's all about rapture and finding the joy in every moment of your life. Fabulous.
That was very cool. And I love when you do the Scottish accent.
Love it.
When your cat's in heat, huh?
No, it was awesome.
My darling, there's a message here for you. There is a fine line between helping someone who is willing to do the work and helping someone wanting you to do it for them. The wisdom is knowing the difference. And I think you should know, my darling, that you come first and foremost. And I personally would like you to do what you need to do to find joy in your life, darling.
And that's all. Minnesota.
Yes, move back to Minnesota. That's all I'm going to say about that matter right there.
Well said.
I sometimes say smart things.
You are always wise. She's always full of wisdom.
I agree.
So Ash, what did you do since the last time?
I went to a housewarming party and that was fun. And then I went to the Happy Gnome and that was delicious. If you haven't gone there, it's super good. And then I went to the apple orchard and picked raspberries and had hot cider.
You picked raspberries at an apple orchard.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Because it's a big apple orchard and you need to pick the raspberries before the first hard freeze. Otherwise, they're all gone.
Oh, that's good to know.
You go multiple times, so...
Mm-hmm. That's a very pagan thing to do. Did you know that?
Nope. What did you do, Mom?
I've had a very quite interesting last few days. First of all, let's see, Friday, I went to a party. I promised my friend Patty that I would go. Different Patty than you guys know. Well, you know, but you don't know. I just pointed at the microphone, like,
Me.
yeah, exactly. So I didn't know what kind of a party it was, but I promised that I would let them, or I would go and I would support them. It turns out, oh Josh. So it turns out that it was a pure romance party, and I didn't know what a pure romance party was. Yeah, all I knew was, you know, I looked at the table and there was like lotions and stuff, and I'm like, oh cool, it's like, you know, Mary Kay or something like that. Oh
And
God.
out came the 12-inch dildos, right?
Is not what I was thinking. First of all, they put this one, the right hand was for the lotions and the left hand was for tasting, or the left arm. And I'm like, tasting? Okay, whatevs. Still didn't have a freaking clue. So first they put this one stuff on my right hand and I'm like, oh, that smells really good. And they're like, yeah, that's full of pheromones. And I'm like, pheromones? And they're like, yes, that's going to drive the opposite sex to you. And I start trying to rub it off on my pants. I'm like, get that sh crap off me. I don't want anything to do with that.
I only need something that repels spiders.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, oh, it's too late. It's going to be in your system now for 24 hours. And I'm like, damn it. So I'm like walking around like a magnet for y'all. I've got another story. So I'm walking around with this pheromone crap on me and I'm trying to rub it off. Nah, too late. So then they put all this other stuff on my other arm and they're like, taste it. I'm like, oh, that tastes really good. And then they whip out. I was the one that sat there with the biggest, reddest face and they're like, hold it. And I'm like, oh God, I just want to go home. It was.
Kitty.
Yeah, really. But they're like, but the women there were so loud, like, out, like, they were UT. They were like, oh, I've got that one. That's awesome. That really gets into the nook and crannies. And I'm just like crawling in my chair, just wanting to die. It was so awkward.
Oh, you know, if I'd have been there, you would have been even more
It
embarrassed.
would have been absolutely horrifying.
Yes, it would have.
Yeah. So next day, I go with Bobby to the Lake Harriet Spiritual Community, which, by the way, that building is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You walk in and you're like, oh my God, you can just feel all the amazing energy. It's wonderful. So that day, I trained with Bobby for the aura photography and I chimed in whenever I was getting something, you know, psychically, and that was cool. But it was exhausting. So I came home and I was supposed to go to, the Pagan Living bonfire. I didn't make it. But at one point, somebody's knocking on my door, and it's my next door neighbor. And he's like talking to me about my backyard and how he's going to take a couple of trees down from my forest that are like getting ready to topple over onto his garage. And I'm like, sure, go ahead, cool. He's like, so what are you doing? And I'm like, I am just tired. I'm going to sit and play video games and watch Doctor Who for the rest of the night. Like, no, you're not. You're gonna come out with me. And I'm like, no, really, I'm really super tired. I'm, you know, another time. It's cool. He's like, I see you at home all the time, which is kind of creepy, by the way. But and you never go out. And I'm like, I go out all the time. And he goes, not for more than like half an hour or an hour. I'm like, first of all, A, why do you know
Yeah.
that?
Oh my God.
Stalker!
You know, well, he lives right next door. He's a super nice guy, super nice guy.
That peeps in your windows.
Well, no, he's got a two-story. I'm just in my little cottage, so he can probably just look out and I digress. Anyway, so he's like, come on, you can come out with me for half an hour, and I'm like, all right, fine. On the motorcycle, yes, I went on a motorcycle. Yes,
Oh my God.
I know.
It's the pheromones.
It,
They were really vibrating on her that night.
No kidding. So I don't think anything of it. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going out with my next door neighbor. You know, we go down to this dive bar place.
What is it called?
I have no idea. Dive bar?
It's called the dive bar.
No, it's not. But it's like
Oh, well, that's
down.
a club.
No, I know. It's down. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and we're just chatting, you know, about yard work and like, or oops, I'm gonna get beeped and stuff like that. And then is I text Ashley during part of it, and I'm like, Ash, I don't know. I might be on a date. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. Wait, what? I'm you know, probably wrong, but I don't know. So then he takes me home and he's like, I had a really great time with you. And I said, I had fun too. Thanks for taking me out, even though I didn't want to go out. Next thing I know, he's putting his hands over my face and he's shoving his tongue down my fucking throat. Oh, I'm going to get beeped again.
Oh, you have to put $20 in the swear jar.
I know. I was not expecting that. And I, what are you doing? And he's like, I just wanted to show you that I had a really good time. And I'm like, I had a great time too, dude. But A, you're like way older than me. I don't know if I said A or B or two or one. But next, I'm not ready for dating. The thought of dating makes me physically ill. Being physical with somebody makes me want to literally like jump off a bridge.
You could easily have thanked me by shaking my hand. Thank you.
So Patty is in big trouble because those stinking pheromones... It was ridiculous.
Well, no wonder your cat's been running around and over you all night.
Oh, she's been insane. And then Sunday, I went back to Lake Harriet Spiritual Community and I soloed. And I got to tell you, it was the most amazing and profound, most fulfilling day of my entire life. I helped so many people. The aura photography, that was really cool. But then I was getting these... Well, psychically, I don't ever like to say that word, but I was getting these messages and I was getting this information and I sent some people away with tears, but they were happy tears. And I sent other people away with a path, a new life path that they were like, I've known this all along. Or else, oh, a different person just told me that a week ago, or I've been seeing signs and I helped all these people. And it was like the best day of my life, except for obviously when my daughters were born. Mm-hmm. But it was just... It was seriously, I was on like this spiritual high for, well, I'm still sort of up there. I mean, it was just, I mean, I thanked Bobby. I'm like, thank you so much. Cause he kind of changed my life by letting me help these people. It was, it kind of like put me on my own little path. It was just, I mean, I could tell you all the stories, but it would take up the entire hour and we don't need to go over everything, but it was just, it was so cool. It was just amazing. And I wish you could see my hands because my hands are going nuts, but because I talk with my hands, but it was just the most amazing. Oh, and you know what? I haven't had a spider problem this whole week.
What did you do?
Well, I think it is getting colder out, although everybody's posting spiders all over my damn Facebook everywhere I turn around. There's a new picture of a spider.
That's only because they love you, darling.
Yeah. Oh, and little Heather Feather Pookie Bear, guess what she got on Saturday?
What did she get?
She got a new tattoo. Heather! What? Heather Patricia! Heather, you did not tell me that. Heather. Okay, T, as you know, all the women in my family have a triquetra on their wrist, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Heather, who is the go against the flow, I'm going to do my own thing, got a triquetra tattooed right behind her ear.
Aww.
Oh my god. Oh, it's perfect. It's literally perfect. Oh my god. Why didn't I think of that?
She's so sneaky.
She's so sneaky. You went to Acme? Did you have an appointment ready?
Oh, anyway.
Holy
Oh, now Ash is going to start getting beat.
Yeah. We're going to have a really big cuss jar.
Yeah, we really are. So, Ash, you have some news for us, don't you? Some news. Right there, and right there.
Go back to the first one.
Oh, you. Okay. Ash has got some news for us.
The first one, which claims discrimination at a local doctor's office. Lake Charles, L.A., a local woman who identifies herself as a witch claims she was discriminated against in a Lake Charles doctor's office because of her religious beliefs. A practicing witch for more than 15 years, Kristen Menard said she is proud of her religion, even though it oftentimes is misunderstood. Most people see witches as being evil, and most of us are not. It's a nature-based religion. Instead of praying, we do basically the same thing. We light candles and we focus our energy to help other people. You will rarely find Menard not wearing her pentagram. She says, I wear it every day. It's a symbol of protection, and each point represents something different. This one is Spirit, Air, Fire, Earth, and Water, said Menard. For the past several months, Menard has been under the care of Lake Charles chiropractor Dr. Shane Ryder, who, according to Menard, always had an opinion on her necklace. For the first month or so, he would say many comments about my necklace and what it means and that it is satanic. I tried to ignore him as much as I could. Last week, on her monthly adjustment, Menard said Dr. Ryder once again approached her about her pentagram. He said, "You're going to have to take that necklace off, put it away, or take it off." I didn't understand. And he said something about his son, recalled Menard. Confused and upset, she refused. I said, "I'm not taking this off." And that's when he basically said he couldn't treat me, and I walked out. Of course, there are two sides to every story. Dr. Ryder has his own version about what happened. He said, "Those signs and symbols are very satanic and very new age," said Dr. Ryder. And he's also a devout Catholic. And he never asked her to take it off, and he never refused to treat her, he said. She came in, and I briefly said, and very nicely, "Would you mind doing me a favor? Would you mind putting your pentagram inside your shirt? Because it's very offensive to me and other patients, those that are Christians."
I think suck it up there, doctor.
I know.
It's a federally protected.
Your cross offends me and other pagans. Could you please put it in your shirt?
We're echoing.
I'm wondering if he was wearing a crucifix. I would have turned that right around on him.
Paganism is a recognized federally protected faith, just like Catholicism and Judaism and all of them.
Yeah. And next one. Pagans practice live in hiding. Live, yeah. Ooh, that was poor. Live and hiding in Wyoming. All right, let us begin. Becca Haskins has the best job in the world, she says, working in a lab at a Powder River Basin coal mine. For that, she thanks her faith, paganism. Before Haskins got the job, she performed a spell with candles. Then everything fell into place. Haskins is 22. Oh, she's my age. Lives in Gillette and applies her faith as a solitary practitioner, meaning she is not affiliated with a group. Among pagans, Wyoming is a state of solitary practitioners. The results of low population, wide spaces between cities and towns, and dozens of pagan sects. The exception is Laramie, which has the Wolf Tree Kindred. Oh, okay, I'm confused.
Stop. Pagan sex?
Sects.
S-E-C-T-S.
Oh, excess.
No.
No, sex.
S-E-X.
No!
I'm sorry. It sounded like you said pagan sex.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't pronounce my words to your liking. I will continue. Last week's Pagan Pride Day in Laramie was a time to reflect on paganism in the cowboy state. About 24 pagans and people curious about paganism participated in workshops on ritual work, divination, magical languages, and how to be a solitary practitioner. Many Wyoming pagans are reluctant to reveal their spiritual path. Although Haskins easily identified herself as a pagan to the Star Tribune, some people who attended asked not to be named. "They're closeted," said Joanne Elfline of Laramie, who has been practicing paganism for 50 years. "Wyoming is a conservative state, and people aren't always open to differences. We have to worry about things like losing our job, having our kids taken away from you," she said. 6 years ago, Elfline participated in an online discussion group that tried to survey informally the number of pagans in Wyoming by asking everyone in the group to consider the pagans they knew. The pagan census in Wyoming topped 500 people.
Wow.
That's a lot of peeps to say, "Hey, yeah. I'm pagan." Cool. And the last one. Substantial religious discrimination affects Muslims, pagans, and Christian sects. Research finds.
Sex.
Muslims, pagans, and members of Christian sects, such as Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses, are most likely to experience substantial unfair treatment because of their beliefs, especially at work and in the criminal justice system. Researchers from the University of Derby, Manchester, and Oxford said it was lesser-known new religions, which might include branches of Christianity or movements like Scientology or the Unification Church known as Moonies, where people experience the greatest discrimination. Paul Weller, professor of interreligious relations at the University of Derby, who led the study, told the Huffington Post UK, "We noticed a particular frequency and severity in the complaints relating to these religions. There are many instances of discrimination against Christians, but the discrimination against new religions is more in your face, verging on hatred. For pagans, many of them have kept their religion secret for fear it would be misunderstood. But it also found new examples of unfair treatment of Christians, with many telling researchers issues they had with being made to work on a Sunday. Non-religious people interviewed in the study said they believe Christians receive privileged treatment, especially in education and in governance, like having bishops in the House of Lords or prayers at council meetings. The research was looking into how new religious discrimination law had affected people reporting religious discrimination. Professor Weller said, "A decade ago, it was not illegal in England and Wales to discriminate on grounds of religion or belief. So at that time, those who reported unfair treatment on the basis of religious or belief had little scope of remedy. Because we are seeing more reporting of the discrimination, our interim findings show that people seem to have been empowered by the legislation. But many know the protection exists, but aren't sure how to pursue redress after they feel it has happened to them."
Great news stories, Ash. There's a lot of people, even here in the U.S., like we just talked about, that, you know, paganism is a federally protected religion. But it doesn't matter. People are still really scared. Have you come across that too, T?
They especially with doing energy healing, people immediately think it's demonic. I'm channeling something terrible and all this stuff. And it's like, if it's not mainstream.
Well, the fact is,
just go bonkers.
That's just Eastern medicine. Just because it's not practiced as much over here in the West doesn't mean that it's not effective. It's
the word channeling.
Okay.
When you're channeling the energy, then they perceive it as you're pulling up something nasty, just like they think the pagan people are pulling up something demonic and all that crap. It's just ignorance because they're not getting educated.
Completely. We have a great guest for tonight, Roger Williamson. He is this wonderful man. He was with Magus Books, which is, I believe, isn't it like the biggest and most well-known metaphysical store in Minnesota?
I love Magus.
Oh, me too. And he's an author, a musician. He's just this all-around great guy. So let's go ahead and let's get Roger on.
We would like to welcome to the show tonight Roger Williamson. He is the co-owner of Magus Books. He is a published author. He also is painting now, which is amazing. And he's also one of us. Roger, how are you?
I am very well. Thank you for asking.
Do you have a specific branch of paganism that you are, or are you eclectic? Just what are your beliefs?
I tend to believe in individualism.
Oh, I like that.
Well, in that, you know, everybody has got their own belief system, and I honestly feel that one is any good as another. It's the one that works for you, which is important.
I couldn't agree more. Now, you have a bunch of books, don't you, that you've published?
Yeah, I've got a few. The first one was The Sun at Night, which first came out in, I think, 1989. And there's been quite a few since. There's Labyrinth, Tales of a Rites of Passage, The Lucifer Diaries, Howling at the Sky. And then I did a limited edition, signed and numbered tarot deck, which is out of print because there were only 75 of them.
Oh, wow, you only did 75. Those are going to be worth something later.
Well, they are going for a few, Bob. Probably more than I can afford now. But
especially if you had your artwork on it.
Yes, yeah, that's really what got me into it. I'd written a book called Howling at the Sky, which needed some illustrations of tarot decks. And I was never particularly enamored with some of the symbolism on a lot of the decks out there. So then I needed an illustration, and that's what started me off, basically. And then the next thing I knew, I'd finished 22 cards for the Major Arcana. So we had that printed up, as I say, limited edition of 75, signed and hand-numbered copies in a handmade box, which I think at the time, I think probably sold for about $95 each. But I think they're going for, as we say in the old country, a few more bob than that these days.
Not surprising. I've seen your artwork at Magus, and it really strikes a chord, and it just gets right in there, and you can feel the power in those paintings.
Thank you. Well, I suppose, you know, I always think that, you know, if you put enough paint on the canvas and have enough glasses of red wine, something has to pop out.
So do you do a lot of painting now? Is that kind of where your focus is?
It is pretty much. I'm pretty much retired from Magus now.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, sort of lived
and
to retire.
And you're now part of...
And,
just saying, you're part of Pagan Living TV now too, aren't you? In one way or the other?
I did hear from Todd. I haven't, and he did pop in to see me, but I haven't heard too much since now.
Okay.
But I said if there was anything I could do to help, I was happy to do that, yeah.
Well, you'll be working with me a lot then.
Well, God, I'm blessed.
So if people want to find your artwork, how do they find you?
Well, I do have a website for it, strangely enough, which is rogerwilliamsonart.com. And then I've got a few, I've done like promotional videos for it where we'll perhaps take one or two particular paintings, and then I work with a musician that goes under the name Comets of Cupid, and he often writes a piece of music specifically for some of the pieces of art.
Oh, what a beautiful idea.
So we have some of those on YouTube. And then, as I say, on the RogerWilliamsonArt.com, we've got the paintings up there, the videos, and, of course, we're always happy if you purchase greeting cards and prints off there, too.
Wow.
And I think we got I've got the books up there, too, and reviews and things like that.
So they can just go to RogerWilliamsonArt.com and be able to get everything and be able to contact you. Do you ever do like book signings and art signings? I mean, promotional things for you?
We do have a small show coming up in November at an interesting place called the Tea Garden on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. And that will be on Saturday, November the 3rd for an opening. And there'll be originals there and also prints and posters, and then, let's say, Jason, who is Comets of Cupid, will be supplying the background music and everything for them, yeah.
And is there a fee to show up, or can you just...
No, just come on down.
And what time is that again? I'm sorry.
That'll be about 7 p.m. until whenever it finishes.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I think we should go.
Yes.
Because I'd love to see you again anyway.
Well, that would be very nice. And it's great tea down there, I must say. So.
Ugh. Nothing better than a cup of tea. It's like a big hug.
Rather, yes.
Well, Roger, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. You have always just been delightful, so I want to thank you. And I look forward to seeing you is it the Tea Garden?
The Tea Garden, yeah.
The Tea Garden. I will definitely show up, and I will make Teresa and Ashley come with me.
Yay!
You don't have to make me.
Well, thanks for the invitation, too. Thank you very much.
All right, sweetie, you have a great night, and I will see you soon.
You bet. Thanks again, love.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
So Teresa, Ashley, and Heather Feather Cookie Bear, did you know that it is Maybon?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I do.
Maybon is sort of like the pagan Thanksgiving. It's the autumnal equinox when the days and the nights are equal and the god prepares to depart and begin to journey back to the strength and development within his mother. A little bit of history. Like I said, it's much like Thanksgiving. You know, we eat the same foods. It's kind of the time when we look back at summer and we're thankful for everything and all the beauty, but it's time to like buckle down and prepare for the winter. So, you know, it's cyclical and we're just going through and harvesting and we've just harvested everything and now we're just preparing. Since it's the time when the sun is sort of dying out, all effort is made to celebrate the dead and, you know, with joyous remembrance, and it's considered taboo. I don't know if you knew this, but it's considered taboo to pass a burial site and not honor the dead. Did you know that, Ash?
No, I didn't.
And we live right next to a
cemetery.
So we should do that. I actually, you know, always
gave. We're always dropping little gifts to the dead.
That's what you should be doing. Let's see. Natural energies are aligned towards protection and wealth and prosperity and security, boosting self-esteem. So any spells or rituals centered around balance and harmony are completely appropriate. I've got a bunch of correspondences for you, but T, you have like the actual meaning behind Maybon, don't you?
Yeah, it's based on, or not based on, but part of Maybon is the mythology of Demeter and Persephone. And it's the best known of the harvest mythologies. Demeter was a goddess of grain of the harvest in ancient Greece. Her daughter Persephone caught the eye of Hades, god of the underworld. When Hades abducted Persephone and took her back to the underworld, Demeter's grief caused the crops on the earth to die and go dormant. By the time she finally recovered her daughter, Persephone had eaten 6 pomegranate seeds and so was doomed to spend 6 months of the year in the underworld. These 6 months are the time when the earth dies, beginning at the time of the autumn equinox, Maybon. Each year, Demeter mourns the loss of her daughter for 6 months. At Astara, the greening of the earth begins once more and life begins anew. But in some interpretations of the story, Persephone is not held in the underworld against her will. Instead, she chooses to stay there for 6 months each year so she can bring a little bit of brightness and light to the souls doomed to spend eternity with Hades.
Well, that's a beautiful story. I like the, yes. I like the other interpretation where she's staying down there to bring brightness. I like that.
Yes. Yes. I like to read the mythologies behind all the holidays.
I agree. So we there's some correspondences for, you know, magical purposes and whatnot. Tools and symbols and decorations would be Indian corn, red fruits, autumn flowers, red poppies, hazelnuts, garlands, grains, fallen leaves, acorns, pine and citrus cones, oak. You know, one thing that, and I know Teresa does this too, the acorns, we always pick them up because those are supposed to be a sign of friendship and of peace, and we give them to people.
Yep.
Colors would be brown, green, orange, red, deep gold, scarlet, yellow, russet, maroon, basically all the autumnal colors. Customs, offerings to land, preparing for cold weather. Speaking of preparing for cold weather, you should see what I'm wearing right now because I got my windows open still and my deck door open because it's just, I want to still have the fresh air before it snows. So it's really kind of cold in here. So I've got a pair of yoga pants on with a like gypsy looking skirt on top of that, which is pink. And then I've got a like, what is this? Mustard colored t-shirt on with a black hoodie. I just look ridiculous, but I'm warm.
So you look like a well-dressed bag lady.
I look like a very well-dressed bag lady. Let's see. So customs, bringing in the harvest, cutting willow wands, eating the seasonal fruits, leaving apples upon burials as a token of honor, walk in wild places and forests, gather seed pods and dried plants, fermenting grapes to make wine, picking ripe products, stock bundling, fishing. That's actually closer to the full moon is when you fish. The animal and mythical beings would be dogs, wolves, stags, blackbirds, owls, eagles, birds of prey, salmon and goat, gnomes, sphinx, minotaurs, cyclops, and I can't read the other one, gulons. The gemstones for your magic are yellow agate, carnelian, yellow topaz, sapphire, lapis lazuli, and amethyst. And the herbs specific to Maybon are myrrh, thistle, tobacco, oak leaf, hazel, mums, hops, acorns. There's a whole list. In fact, this whole list that I've got right here, we are going to post on our website, which all you have to do is go to citaspell.net and we'll have all of this for you. Incense and oils would be pines and seagrass, apple blossoms, myrrh, frankincense. I love those two together. Sage. The rituals, Celtic festival of the vine, prosperity rituals, introspection, rituals with which enact the elderly aspect of both the god and the goddess, and past life recall. And the specific foods are corn, wheat products, breads, grains, berries, nuts. Basically, you know what it is. I mean, it's all about kind of the autumn.
Getting everything. Those winter fruits from the land and right. Enjoying them.
Exactly. So we will post all of this on our website, and I promise we will get that done today. Like I said, just go to sitaspell.net, and you will go right to our website. Thing that I have got going on this weekend is a protection ritual. So, but I know that B. Mary has a bunch of stuff going on, don't they?
Oh, yes. This Thursday, we have our Thor's Day classes. And like I said before, it's all about the fairies. And we're going to be doing another meditation. So hopefully I'll get to see Oberon again. And then they're going to be doing some, besides that, they'll be doing some interpretive drawing or getting to know the fairy that you're going to be making the following week. Then on Friday at 7, we are going to be back at Seven Nations Park in Orono, and we are going to be doing our drum circle there, and we'll be honoring the ancestors and everything because that is Maybon. And then on the 29th of September, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., B. Mary is having our official open house event. So people can come in and meet and greet all the healers there. The schedule of activities for that day, from 10 to 1, we're going to have free mini healings, free Akashic readings from Shelley. From 1 to 2, we're going to have sonic healing in our sanctuary. We're going to have snacks and beverages. We're also going to be raffling off 5 free healings, one from each of our healers. We'll be auctioning off a free healing for that. And also we're going to be featuring products from Ravenstone Creations. And you and I both know Michelle.
Oh, Michelle is so talented.
Johnson. Oh, my Lord. I love her products. She does sprays. Oh, she does incense mixes, lotions, everything. And she does it all naturally at home. She makes all these products and they're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I've tested a lot of people that they make their own products and whatever. And I've been to shops that they make all of their own products. In fact, they've got like a whole spot that's just about, you know, that. Nothing compares to Michelle's. Nothing.
I absolutely love her products.
All the rest are phony and crap compared to hers.
And I actually, I use her grounding spray in my healing room. Before and after healing, I'll spray to get grounded on me and my clients. And it's just wonderful stuff. I really highly recommend that anybody check her out. She is on Facebook.
The cool thing about Michelle is, I mean, most of them, they're out there making their products so that they can make money. Michelle, yeah. she puts like her magic into the product, and she does it with intent to actually help people. For her, it's not about making money and getting, you know, money.
Yeah, she makes her stuff fresh. She doesn't make huge amounts of bulk stuff that's going to sit on the shelves forever and ever. You can do special orders with her. She's more than happy to do a special order. I like that she does it fresh. And it's not sitting out forever.
And she actually puts her intent into it to really help with whatever the product yes. is supposed to be, which I don't know anybody that does that. Most of the other people that I know, they're doing it just so they can make a buck and make a name for themselves. Michelle actually yep. really wants to help people.
Yeah, she does. And you can find her on Facebook, Ravenstone Creations 11. So it's R-A-V as in Victor, E-N as in Nancy, S-T-O-N as in Nancy, E-C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N as in Nancy, S-11. Go to her site. Look at her stuff. You will not be disappointed. She recently had a baby too. So
she recently just had the cutest baby.
Yeah, she's adorable. And so she's just getting back into making it again. So with baby, she's really, you know, she's right. just learning to be a new mom, and she's great at it.
Of course she is. She's Michelle. Yes. But we'll put Michelle's site on our website as well, so that you can find her through us. Because that was a lot right there for yes. So for those without a pen or a terrible memory like myself, we will put that on our website as well.
Yes. So that's what's going on at Be Merry Holistic Center in Long Lake, Minnesota.
Awesome. I've got a pretty quiet week for the most part, but you know, I thought I had a pretty quiet week last week, and it turns out no. So my days change as it goes.
Well, you'll have to come out to the drum circle then.
Yeah, definitely.
And dress warm.
Dress like what I'm wearing right now.
A little less bag lady-ish. may want some long johns.
Oh, it is getting crispy out
but
there.
But seeing as it is at the same spot where we got remarried, let me know if you're coming for sure, and I will wait for you at Be Merry to lead you there.
That would probably
so it doesn't
idea.
Take 2 hours.
Yeah, me and Ash, we had all these different GPS things, and it still took us 2 hours to find you. We're like, what the hell? Damn it.
But well, there's not a specific address for that location, so that's why your GPS failed you miserably.
Our multiple GPS devices failed us miserably, but we finally found you, so it's all good.
Yes. It all worked out wonderful. So come out to the drum circle on Friday and bring your offerings for the fairy folk and the ancestors, and come and have a good time.
Awesome. We'll be there. So I think we had a fun night. Roger, love Roger.
Yes.
He's pretty much the only English accent I can listen to now without being sick. So, but we have a great show next week too.
We do. You're not going to tell me more, are you?
No, because I like to have you be in suspense. It's more fun that way.
I hope Josh has a blooper on you.
I hope he does not. All right, you guys, I want to thank you so much for joining Teresa and Ashley and little Heather for the Kooky Bear. She's going to kill me at the end of this night.
And the horny little squeaky bear.
And horny little squeaky bear, yes. She was awful. Anyway, so thank you guys so much for joining us. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot tonight. I thought it was great. We've been getting nothing but amazing comments and feedback on the new way that we're doing the program. It's just every single time I'm getting all these like, oh my God, that was so great. So I think we're doing something right, and we're helping people, and that's why we're here. That's exactly why we're here, is to help people and to educate. So
wishing everybody a blessed Maybon this coming weekend.
Yes. And don't forget to go to sitaspell.net And Blessed Maybon, just like Teresa said, Ashley was putting that in my ear. That's why she's like, wait, wait. So I had to she had to remind me about the Cytospell. So Cytospell.net. Have a great week, my darlings. And remember that you are important and you matter and you're special and you are beautiful just the way you are. And always remember to take back your light.
Sleeping.